I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
We're back.
We're back. And better than ever. Well, jet lagged.
In ways.
In some ways. We are back. We have had a few weeks off due to illness, travel, natural disaster.
Trips to London.
I mean, this almost could have been delayed because of the smoke.
Yeah, that was something.
That was sure something.
We will discuss.
Yeah, some wildfire. Yes, we had plenty of excitement in the past few weeks. And if you'd like to hear about it, we started talking about it and it was enough for a whole after show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to check that out, you can head on over to our Patreon and become a Legends Only fan at patreon.com/legendsonly. I will say for those craving the UK minute, it was more like a UK
hour.
But for anyone who isn't over there, I just want to thank the people who came up to say hi, who listened to the pod. Once again, I cannot get over it. It was very cool to meet so many people who listen and very overwhelming and enjoy the musical stylings of Lisa Scott Lee and Kelly Rowland and everyone else in front of a very eager crowd. So you'll hear all about that in the after show.
We also have a road trip that we did for the summer.
That's true. Right before.
Yes, you can be a legend or an icon.
Yes.
On Patreon. And we did a live chat as well for the icon tier.
Yes.
So, you know, there's content there, but.
That's true. There's plenty. Yeah. The road trip is where we.
Summer vibes.
The vibe is, you know, summer. And we pick some tracks that we want you to hear as
B2B, as they say.
Business to business.
No, there's like this thing in EDM where it's like B2B. And I think it stands for back to back.
Oh.
Or I don't know what it stands for, actually.
In corporate world, that was business to business.
Oh, well, maybe that's maybe that's what it does stand for. I don't know. But it's basically two people and they play songs.
Got it.
Back and forth.
Okay.
So,
well, it was that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, our road trips that we do on Patreon are, like, our B2Bs.
Yeah. Just like it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In corporate world, it's, oh, here we go again. Are you going to get an angry DM about finance? When I was in finance, B2B is business to business and B2C is business to consumer.
Oh.
Different marketing.
Yeah, not to be confused with BB.
BB, which let me tell you.
To all my friends at the LGBTQ community, happy Pride
Month.
It's
a different expertise. And ironically, my family's nickname for me.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom spilled.
They all call me BB. Ahead of my time.
Your mom, like, seriously eats you up all the time.
She sure does. She really does. I mean, from the very beginning of the initials, BJs, it was... I was set up for success from the very beginning.
Wow.
BB and BJs. Did I lie? Did I lie?
Your mom ate that?
Well.
Wow. Well, happy June, everyone. It is Pride Month. We have returned for the homosexual occasions.
Finally, a time to be gay.
Yes.
Yes, it is Pride Month, and it is coming out swinging.
How is everyone at the community doing?
Yeah. Unwell, I would say. In need of a Motrin.
Did you see, speaking of at the LGBTQ community, mm-hmm. Laura Collins art from, think, 1994,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Did that sketch
yes.
of the Britney Instagram video?
Yes, I did see it.
I DM'd and I got the tea that she drew that frame by frame and that it took her 2 years.
What?
Yes. Yeah, I DM'd her. I was like, this is incredible. And she was like, she did it frame by frame.
2 years?
Yeah, she literally sketched every single frame of that. Pixar shaking. Disney could never.
Surely there must be an easier way.
Probably, but she's an artist.
That is dedication.
That's art. And then she's selling frames on her show. It's not sponsored,
that's
but like
so crazy.
We support artists.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Just wanted to throw that in there.
Well, it was worth the wait.
Yeah, the MoMA could never.
No.
Mona Lisa who? Mona Lisa the Bob.
Mona Lisa. Yeah.
The song, not the...
Ladies and gentlemen.
The little girl hanging in that little Louvre.
Little girl.
Little girl.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
She's an icon. It's fine.
My friend just visited her, actually, in France. Took a selfie with her.
Oh.
It's like, okay. It really is one of those moments when you see it in person, you're like,
Yeah, isn't it like the size of a baseball card?
Yeah, it's like small. I don't think it's that small, but it is small. It's kind of like meeting me in person.
Oh. Anyway, yes, it is Pride. We have a lot to discuss. But
we sure do.
We've also survived an apocalypse here in New York City.
We have.
This week.
Yeah, we had smoke from Canada. Thanks a lot. You know, you did give us Celine Dion and Avril Lavigne, but you also gave us asthma. Yeah, we had, as you may or may not have heard, a few days of heavy, tiny particle.
Tiny particles.
Yes, that's you. That's, you know, doctors
literally
recommend that post-COVID too. So that was great for me. Just a little, add a particle to the list.
Yeah, I had no idea either. I was like on a rooftop and I'm like, oh, wow, it's really foggy.
Yeah,
out.
You were fully outside the whole day. And I was
and
like,
you're like, that's smoke. And I'm yeah. like, from what? And then I look and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I landed in it. And I was like, can I go back to London? This is ridiculous. Because Charlie and I both started coughing when we were like, oh, our allergies are really bad.
Yeah.
Here all of a sudden. Yeah, no. Blame Canada. Blame Canada.
I thought you were nice.
I thought you were nice.
Yeah, that was wild, though. Like, I...
Wildfire.
My windows were, like, orange, mm-hmm. sepia.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
Gays flocking to their keyboards to post the Drag Race meme of Cocomon trees. Look how fucking orange you look.
Me. I did see the one that was like the Alyssa, like gays logging in to post the Cocomon trees.
Yes,
smack the book down.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh no.
And then gays rushing to post that one.
Me.
Whatever. It's true. It's the thing that came to mind first.
Yeah. Oh, and then the East Coast versus West Coast discourse. My
God. I'm glad that we are in a place where we're now fighting over who's got it worse. That's gonna.
You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
It was like this, literally a discourse to
these
determine
flops
who...
in the West being like, well, actually, we've had that already. So
we know.
And they would get mad at the New York Times for posting about it happening in New York, and everyone's like, "Sweetie, do you see what newspaper
yeah.
you're dragging right now? What do you want them to talk about?
Yeah,
it's orange outside. Sorry that that's a little weird for us.
I know that was something.
We got that fucking ranking. Number one worst air that one day.
Oh.
Worst air in the world. Slay. New York. New York. Number one. Number one.
Did you see the TikTok of the gay being like, tell me how it's supposed to breathe with no air?
I did.
Oh.
I did
Thank
use
you.
That song in my story. And the Saturday's wildfire. It's fine.
You know what? The East Coast, West Coast discourse, I'm going to add to the discourse here.
Nope.
The East Coast, we just have a better sense of humor about it.
Our
memes are
exactly
better.
Exactly. I'm so sorry.
And also, West Coast, you do win.
Because you're going to break off eventually.
Well, you're going to go first. So, like,
So, you're about to snap off, right?
Well, no, there's the big one.
The volcanoes?
No, it's a fault line.
The fault line.
Yeah, this is science only now. We're going to get dragged by, like, a seismologist. That's the right word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, look at that. See, I'm not as dumb as everyone thinks that I am.
Oh, the fracking?
That was a big word, too.
Well.
Seismologist during Pride Month. No, but like everyone's like battling about climate change, and I'm like, yeah, we're all gonna die, but like,
sorry,
get your memes ready. I don't know
exactly
that is Earth.
That is Earth, and she is.
Look at all those little snowflakes dancing. Did anyone catch that reference?
Look at all these chickens.
Oh, Brad.
Wait, look at all this.
Look at all these little snowflakes dancing.
No, I don't.
That is Earth. It's hot. South winds 5 -10. Come on.
Oh, Paris. that is Earth. Yeah. I know that one. Yes. I don't remember her saying that about the snowflakes though.
Yeah, but it was like it was like pollution particles showing the air. She's like, look at all the little snowflakes dancing.
Oh my God. God.
Yeah.
Well, actually, good segue. Speaking of Paris.
Well, before Out of the Apocalypse, did you see the Shawn Mendes?
Clownery. Clownery.
I think it's camp.
Well, it's giving chair. Shawn Mendes posted a single artwork.
Yeah, he had a new single that came out that was called like Why Are We Dying or something with like a question mark. And I'm like, I don't know.
And the back cover was us, New York.
Yeah.
In orange. Yeah.
It was like the 2 p.m. photo of when it was like neon orange in the sky.
Right.
Camp.
He's got some nerve. He's Canadian.
Oh.
Like, that's even worse. It's just like, you asshole. Take it back.
Whatever.
I know. Meanwhile, I'm about to go to Canada. Give them a piece of my mind with Madonna.
Sepia at Noon, my new single. I'm here for it. Like,
you know,
someone do it.
Why not? Everything else is falling apart anyway.
Sepia tones and smoke. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Paris Hilton delivering the weather report, she also delivered her first ever live showcase concert.
Event.
Singing experience.
Oh my God, that's cute, actually.
Well,
singing experience, because it's like shady, but it's like not wrong. You know what I mean?
It's better than the name she used, because we're lawyering up right now.
Yeah.
Get a good lawyer.
She
called her icons only
right now.
We're nervous. We're shaking
seriously,
a bit.
Seriously, actually, though, I saw that and I was like,
Paris.
Fuck. It's been a fun 4 years, everybody.
Yeah. So she called the showcase Icons Only, right?
Yeah, and then she tweeted, when I say Icons Only, I mean Icons Only, and that felt like a threat.
It did feel like a threat.
Yeah, we're not relevant enough to like have her notice us, but...
Okay, who can we get to represent us at this point?
Tree
Payne? I don't know.
Phaedra Parks.
Phaedra Parks, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Gina Liano.
Gina, please. Yeah.
Barrister, darling.
Barrister.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's teetering dangerously close to our podcast name, but it's fine. I think there's room for everyone on our iPods, as Christina would say.
Yeah, I mean, we did this knowing that like Legends Only was like a
it's like
saying.
Not a, yes, it's not original to us.
No.
It just did feel like should she trademark it, we would be
We're over.
We're over. Anyway,
it's fine.
Until that
would
moment,
validate the intrusive thoughts.
It would. Oh, well,
it's fine. It's really. It's kind of iconic. It's like
it
me
is.
Getting a cease and desist from Luann.
It is.
Like,
it actually
it's legendary.
Is. Absolutely. And so
and
was
Paris,
this
if
show.
You do it, I will never stream Paris ever again, and I will never stream Nothing in This World ever again.
Exactly.
So how
and
about that?
And you are desperate for those streams, so I know that you're hurting by hearing that threat.
She's not. I was like, come alive was my number one most... I will use that
I
in
know.
Litigation.
You
my
will.
Defense lawyer will screenshot my Last FM, Spotify, whatever results.
I will send her my review of Drunk Text.
Your Honor, Come Alive was his number one most played of 2015, I believe.
I still, I tell you what, and everyone asks me like, oh, who's the nicest celebrity you've interviewed, blah, blah, blah. I always say Paris.
Yeah.
Because she really was. She had just one bodyguard while everyone shows up with 25 entourage.
Uh-huh.
It's just some one bodyguard.
Have guns with her.
I think he probably did.
Oh, he might have.
Yeah. But like,
know
she
who's
was.
Dead? Did I tell everyone who's dead?
Who?
J-Lo.
That makes sense.
Was packing.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money there. A lot of money with Paris. So I wouldn't be surprised if he had a gun. But she took my fucking Stars Are Blind vinyl, or was it Nothing in This World, and wrote down the entirety of the vinyl, like a whole note to me, and talked in the normal voice and was delightful and recalled getting it remixed. Just a memorable experience.
Yeah, we did that Watch What Happens Live intern skit with her.
Yes.
And she stayed
she
with us
down.
Till like 1:30 in the morning.
She was so down to to clown on camera,
which
is great.
Paris, come on the pod.
Well, she's too busy coming alive on stage. She did Icons Only, where she did a, looks like, 7-song set plus a DJ set. She opened, this is a gag, I will say, opening with Turn It Up into I Want You.
Bop.
That shook me a bit.
And she didn't change the lyrics either.
Why would she change the lyrics?
Because, like, I didn't expect her to name drop Scott Storch.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, because now everything is so,
Scott
like...
Scott Storch.
Yeah, she just came out and was like, yeah, Scott Storch.
Oh, my God. That is actually incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Incredible Lago. Danger. Yeah. She did Turn It Up into I Want You, into Nothing in This World. Incredible.
One of the greatest pop songs of all time. I said it.
To a cover of Free, which that's kind of gaggy. I didn't expect that to happen. Although at this point, then we get a DJ set. She played Toxic Pony. She played Padam Padam into Can't Get You Out of My Head. Glamorous, We Found Love. I Love It. And I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me.
I will say, she did say Icons Only, and
she did
meant
not
it.
Lie. Yeah.
She delivered.
She played Queens of Pop, then brought out Saweetie for Best Friend. Sure. Then aired a GLAAD video, apparently, because proceeds did go to GLAAD, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. There was a charitable LGBTQ plus
then
community.
We got two new songs, which Setlist FM is calling Hot One and Legacy. And then, of course, wrapping things up with Stars Are Blind with a cameo from Kim Petras, who just released her remix of the song. Now, I do have my complaints. Jealousy? How could that not be there? Screwed? Kind of criminal.
Come alive?
Kind of criminal. Come alive. High off your this love. High off your love.
High off your love, Bob.
Good time? Paris, you are not seeing heaven.
You know, the gays let sparks flop, and they also let good time.
Are you having a good time?
And Come Alive flop. I didn't.
No.
But the gays did.
No. There was a point between 2013 and 15 where she would release one banger of the year. Good Time with Lil Wayne, right? Wasn't it Wayne? That needed to be there. It absolutely needed to be there.
Also, Melting with the Electric Polar Bears.
Okay, yes.
That is an underrated
pop. Getting a little more niche, but I do think if it's a show, do all your songs.
I'm a fan, just saying. I'm melting. This beat is hot. Oh, that song is so good.
I really would have liked Fighting Over Me.
Yeah.
She could have, like, honestly, like, Saweetie was out there. She could have done From Best Friend into Fighting Over Me, or, like, vice versa. That would be, like, a little narrative. Like, first the boys are fighting over me, and then they become best friends. It's, like, from The Boy Is Mine to Best Friend. Could have been a whole story there.
She could have had Nicole come out.
Well,
Jealousy.
Did you see we were tagged? Somebody wanted us to talk about Robin Anton choreographed. Doesn't surprise me.
Icons Only.
Yeah. Yeah. They said, oh, maybe Paris will replace Nicole on tour.
Someone needs to.
Someone needs to, but it's not going to be that many Pussycat Dolls left because Jessica Sutta.
It's cool because I'm just wanting you to react.
Jessica Sutta has since also confirmed that she would not be back and she closed the chapter. She's on a whole other journey right now that it's too upsetting for me to discuss.
Nicole!
yeah, but interesting. Cute. Oh, who was there? Because I follow the Britney dancers.
Willie. Yeah.
He was her dancer. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised Jay wasn't there too, but yeah, usually like the Britney dancers have scattered to the other queens of pop for their live performances. Like, they're always with Christina, too, I think. Jay Fuse, Willie, we know them.
Oh, my God, I want to hear Christina Aguilera do a cover of Jealousy.
Jealous.
Just for, like, no reason at all whatsoever.
Jealousy!
Literally. I just want Christina to sing everything.
Well,
so.
That's true. Christina AI Jealousy. That'll be out tomorrow just by putting it out into the universe. A cute set for her first ever live performance.
I would have lost my mind if I went to this. I would have been shaking
my
tits.
Also, we didn't even mention all the drag queens that were there, including our recent interviewees, Sugar and Spice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they came out, and then Sasha and Kylie Sonique flipping everywhere. This was one for the gays.
I was living for the standing choreo. Obsessed. They did so good.
Yep. That had to be a dream come true for them. Like, that's their whole vibe.
Oh my God, we'll have to get a statement.
We will. We'll have to get an exclusive statement. Yes.
What was it like? Insider tea.
Well, if you two are doing your wigs listening to this, you'll have to DM us and let us know how it went.
Well, Spice responded back to me.
Oh.
It's not like a statement. This is not like.
Oh.
Just said I was living for every second of it because I said this is so major. Yeah.
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 It looked fun.
Bring it to New York.
And also very like Barbie vibes.
Oh, yeah. The logo that she had was very Barbie.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she have a song on the Barbie soundtrack?
I guess it's still
move
possible.
Move over,
Dua. Yeah, exactly. Sorry.
No. Dua. Okay.
I think both the idol and Barbie have like question mark TBD artists still on the soundtrack. I could be wrong, but yeah, Paris on the Barbie would just make sense.
Oh, speaking of Dua, this is totally random.
Oh,
but listener of the pod, Ben Feiner, do you follow him on TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
Makes like fucking hilarious edits. Did you see the TikTok he posted where it's James Charles singing Dua Lipa? And he said, Mua Lipa.
No.
I cannot stop thinking about it. Anytime I see like,
remember when you tried to start the rumor that James Charles was opening for Ava Max?
Oh my God. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, put a pin in that.
Put a pin in that.
Put a pin in that. I do think that that would have actually gone viral.
Probably.
But yeah, anyway.
Well, speaking of.
Oh wait, no, that's literally the next bullet
point. We're taking the pin out.
No, take the pin out.
Because you and I, in the first time we saw each other in weeks, of course, was on en route to Ava Max sold out at Irving Plaza with two openers. We missed the first one. But then the second one, you commented, you recall that they might bear a resemblance to James Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In appearance. Yeah.
They were giving sort of Mika meets Freddie Mercury meets Conan Gray meets Twink. Yeah.
And it was like this crop top matching outfit with those like cool
from afar
Gen Z like Extina does those sunglasses now. And yeah, from a distance, I was like, oh my God, it looks like James Charles.
Yes.
And I was like, wouldn't it be so funny if I took a little video and I dubbed over like Hi Sisters or whatever. I was like, oh my God, I'm seeing James Charles live at a pop-up. And I'm like, it totally would have gone viral on TikTok.
I'm sure it would have.
But I don't want to contribute to the world of misinformation.
Oh, now?
Yeah.
Just now?
No, I just didn't want to catch the heat.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, we went to see Ava. I forgot. I thought I liked Irving Plaza. I don't like Irving Plaza.
I don't either.
I thought I
had seen something. That's where I had a panic attack.
It's just, if you're not in the crowd crunch, you can't see much.
Yeah.
It's not like Brooklyn Steel, where you can watch from afar and still see the whole show. Because I'm at the point in my old age where I'm not trying at this point to...
Well, and you're short.
And short. Let's not forget, most importantly, and especially at Irving Plaza, it's bad for her out there.
Like, yeah.
Not...
It's bad for me, and I'm tall.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't seeing shit, but they do have TVs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That is unique to it, I suppose.
We saw Danity Kane there.
We saw Danity. We saw Dua back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw Ciara there, I think, too. I forget. But yeah, not my favorite venue, I will say. But I definitely like the balcony / far away experience at this point. Unless I have to muscle through to the top, you know, the front row for Nadine Coyle at Mighty Hoopla. But otherwise, I pick my battles. And Ava, we were hanging out in the balcony.
Oh my God, we have a story for you guys. Oh my God. Divine timing.
Yeah.
At the Ava concert.
True. We were standing right there at the...
So we're on the second floor at this point.
Yeah.
At the bar.
And we're just talking at the bar, and there's an elevator that is connecting the first and second floor.
That is what they do.
You know, different for that venue. And we're talking, and the elevator doors open, and you're all looking at me, and I went, oh my God, she's here.
And that's her right there.
That's her right there.
To which I turn, I see her, and I immediately just scream, Queen of Pop!
Echoes through Irving Plaza.
Echoes.
Not only did no one react.
No.
But no one reacted to Ava either.
No.
She literally, it was so bizarre. She just walked all through the balcony in her tour outfit. She was ready to go. No one panicked.
No. I did.
Well, you panicked.
I hyped her up.
You did panic. I've never seen that happen before when the headlining artist is just out in the crowd before the event. But that happened. It was, to be fair, very quick.
It was.
It was a blink of an eye.
5 seconds, 10 seconds.
Yes. We a wave and go as she went by.
A scream and go.
A scream and shout and go. And then, I mean, I've also never seen her crowd. I did not know there were so many baby avatars.
Yeah.
There were many.
Jen Alpha was in the house.
Jen Alpha were our Maxinistas.
Jen Alpha, where you at?
They
make some noise.
We're all at the front of the balcony, and they were also all lining every television.
VIP.
VIP.
What is going on with that?
Considering we're the same height, I figured maybe I could get my way in and just be like, hi, I'm here reporting for Baby Gap. But
God. Reporter here from Bye Bye Baby.
Oshkosh Bagosh reporting. But no, didn't. And they got the VIP treatment.
They really did. Like, yep. There was literally at least 5-year-olds with, like, VIP front row balcony seats.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to remember this concert.
And I'm in, like, a very inappropriate shirt, by the way. I'm in, like, Madonna's sex book shirt, and I felt immediately inappropriate. Because I was like, it's fine. And then immediately when I saw the crowd, I'm like, I feel like a slut. Because Madonna's tits are out on my shirt. It's
well,
fine. Well, what are you going to do? In any case... The Ava experience.
So should I be like honest with every like honest review here?
Yeah, that's what we do here.
Well, yeah. But
for the
like,
most part.
I'm always honest. Someone's going to pull a clip of me lying. What have I lied about? I'm really trying to think.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, whatever. So I will be honest. Going into this, I was a little like,
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, because I'd kind of forgotten about the album a little bit.
Right.
But I was like, whatever. I'm going to go. I'm going to take an edible and I'm going to shake my tits.
Right.
She did so fucking good.
For a first tour with not that many songs at her disposal and not that much budget at her disposal, I thought she put on a show.
The vocals,
I think, are the highlight of the show.
Like, she was giving Christina.
Yes.
And I was here for it.
I think the first song, she was a little bit going wild with the vocals, like maybe a bit overboard. By the second or third song, like, she's just really great as a live singer. And she does do those Christina runs and
mm-hmm.
stuff. And I felt like she had control by then. It was a little wild in the first, I felt, at the very...
It was unexpected.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I was so into it. Like, she just kept getting the Christina runs.
She really, the mic was on.
Yeah.
The mic was on the whole time. Favorite parts include the maybe you're the problem moment where she decided that was her Janet Jackson striptease moment. Brought a fan on stage who is the problem.
We have to stop the show really quick. And I'm like, oh no, I got like nervous.
I was sure there was a fight or like a breathing problem. And nope. She's like, I think there's a problem here. Are any of you the problem?
I was shook. I was like, oh no.
Oh yeah. Calling us out. And she picked a problem from the crowd. Our particular problem could not get off the phone.
Oh yeah. She brought a fan up.
The fan was like fully.
Was just like
selfie. Wikipedia, heaven and hell.
I wish she took it and threw it.
I
would have stabbed even
just
harder.
Just like the shades.
Yeah.
In my article
like
when she was like.
That video of Bad Bunny where he's just like, and throws it in the river.
You never know what will happen at an Ava Max show.
Thank you for coming on my stage.
Yes, that was interesting. So
he was getting a sniffies alert.
Literally.
On stage.
I was very surprised that was her crowd participation song or like striptease version. She didn't give a striptease, but it was the put the person in the chair energy. Very interesting and unexpected.
Oh, I also love during that song when she's like, where's the problem in the room? Mm-hmm. And you just saw all these hands go up and they're all pointing. And it's just like a sea of gaze all pointing at each other.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. She did some little medleys. She was like, her Eras Tour moment. This was her Eras Tour. She was like, we're going to go back.
Taylor wishes.
She does wish. No. She's like, we're going to go back, and then we're going to go back, and we're going to go all the way back. And everyone's looking around like, how many?
2021? No, I'm kidding.
What era are we referring to? She did Salt, Belladonna,
Salt
and Sweep
Bob.
A Psycho. I think that was her back again moment. Short and sweet, 50 minutes maybe?
Yeah.
45, 50 minutes?
Yeah.
It was fast, I felt. And then the encore, of course, the motto.
Oh, I fucking lost motto my mind.
Motto goes off live.
Oh.
She's also, because I saw her when I did the profile on her, she's figured out how to sing the motto live. Not that she can't, but like, it's a monotone song, but she figured out like what runs work for this song. It sounded way better this time.
Oh, yeah. It was the motto with like Xtina runs.
Yes.
And a deep bass.
Yeah.
The sound at Irving is good, though.
It is. However,
you can't see. There's like literally like wires hanging.
We hear it well, but recordings are embarrassing because you can just hear the bar talking instead of her in my videos.
Okay. So this is a thing.
Yeah.
I'm sidebarring tech only. It's an iPhone thing. It's an iPhone microphone.
Right.
Thing.
It picks up what's closest.
Yes. So you have to change. Anyway, no one
You
cares.
Can change it?
Yeah. Because I was having an issue because I was trying to like tease when I would like make music production. And I'm like, I'm literally next to the speaker. Why is it recording me?
Oh.
My like breathing and my chair and not what's coming out of the speaker. So then I like Googled it and I found a way where it actually fixes that.
Oh.
It's an iPhone thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's important to know. The people will want to know that.
Okay.
Because sometimes I see because my For You page is all Eras Tour. And sometimes it sounds like it's just her singing, and sometimes it's the screaming of the arena.
Yeah, you just hear people like breathing and like
the arena, the stadium, rather. Wouldn't want to get that wrong.
Well, one day we're manifesting.
Yeah,
mine actually you can hear it pretty good. I feel.
Yeah,
mine came through pretty good. It's blurry as hell, and there's a gigantic pole in the middle. But
yeah, just not the best for capturing, but. Yeah, that was the Ava experience. And then she stuck around for meet and greets for a very long time, actually, because one of our friends ended up staying around with the label. And we headed over to the official Ty Sunderland co-hosted Ava Max after party at the Times Square Edition. Not sponsored.
No, but certainly not.
Certainly not.
But if you would like to, because should we tell the girls?
What?
That bill?
If you would like to foot the bill for my water, I would have asked for water from the sink had I known. Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not on the date because it was also like the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But as we know, I do not drink, so I ordered water. I actually got two waters for you, and they brought me the bill. $22.
It was bad for her.
I almost fell down. Not even a mocktail.
Which for you is not too far.
But
we pay your bills.
And I'm fine with overpriced mocktails. I'm fine with whatever. And
yeah,
like when I was drinking, like I was fine with the overpriced drink at the bar when it was like a party like that. But for a fucking water, you got some nerve. You got some nerve addition. I guess we're not getting a free room now. It's fine. It's actually not fine, but it happened. And then more kismet as we went to the bathroom. You did miss this experience, but while you were in, Ava walked in and I got to wave again real quick, and the manager came up,
timing.
Said hi, and she walked into the VIP room before her performance. However, before her performance there was an appearance which made no sense. She has no business being there.
And I was thoroughly gagged.
We were just dancing to Padam Padam as one does and everything else. And then Ty Sunderland and Aquaria introduced to the stage Loreen.
Yeah. Like Tattoo starts playing faintly.
That's
You could recognize it because you heard like the you know? And there was like a shadowy figure.
Yes.
And I think I turned to you and I was like, oh my God, wouldn't it be so funny if she came out? And I turn and I'm like,
I mean, we did know that she was making an appearance at Hardware. But even still, that doesn't make any sense to then go to an after
party. Like,
it doesn't make any sense. She would bop, you know, rise, whatever. If she's doing that scene, it would be over there. It wasn't so crazy. She is stalking me. This is the second time I've seen her in a week. She was at Mighty Hoopla, and now she's here. She came out with the nails and did her nails.
Gagged.
Nails things in the air. She didn't sing or anything, but she stood there.
I don't think my jaw has dropped in a long time. That was a jaw-dropping moment
just
for me.
It's so crazy that we watched her win here, Hell's Kitchen. We literally saw her at Hardware on screen. She came directly to that bar, and then in front of us, after being on television in front of a billion people. Very odd.
But like, I mean, so cool. So cool.
So surreal.
The nails in the shadow. Yeah. I was like,
one of my friends texted me the next day and said, I didn't know Laureen was there.
Oh.
Who was in attendance.
Oh, I got a text that was like, wait, that was actually her. Yeah. And I was like, yes, yeah. That's why we were freaking out.
Some of the girls had a good time at the Ava party. They were not fully there.
Oh my God, gagged.
Yes, it was a fine time. And then about 1 a.m., I would say, she popped out. She was actually serving that skirt situation she had. That was good. And she did Million Dollar Baby and Kings and Queens.
Yeah. I was like, okay, bye, sweeties.
Real quick, bye, sweeties. Yeah. I don't know if she stuck around because I had left by like 1:30. Did you stay much longer?
Not much longer, no.
And she didn't do a twirl?
My legs hurt.
Did you see her pop out?
No.
Interesting. Okay. I was wondering if she would do a little twirl around the crowd. She's had a long day. She's tired.
I thought it was so good.
Honestly, this is...
I know she doesn't like the comparisons.
Oh, Jesus.
But like, it was giving fame ball.
Right.
For me, like, and that's a compliment. I'm saying, like, vocals were vocaling. Mm-hmm. The set list was fun. I was shaking my tits.
I had some set list complaints, but.
Oh, every time I cry.
Every time I where cry, I need to
where
be there.
Where was Torn?
Torn.
Just add those two.
Right. Get Out of My Heart, too. That one is really good. There were just, yeah, there were some that I would have liked to have heard. It's fine, though. She still has the Barbie soundtrack song that we haven't heard yet.
Oh.
Unless we were debating, they. Not Your Barbie Girl obviously would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Ahead of her time.
But it feels like all the girls are doing new songs. So she did do that one, though. Yeah.
We need Plastic to be on the Barbie soundtrack.
Right. Shout out, Andrea.
Literally.
Plastic.
Like, I'm made of plastic. So fantastic. Like, well, hello. It's Barbie right song. There. Do a cover it.
Well, you know, who else is on that soundtrack is Charlie. She's got a, I think it's a song about.
If I could do one of your songs, which one would it be?
You know. If she, all she has to do is like vroom vroom in a Barbie car.
Oh,
it's right there. Like just do, I don't know, change vroom vroom.
They should collab with those TikTokers that do the two Barbies in the little car.
Oh, yeah.
And then just like run it around places. Mm-hmm. That's Barbie promo.
Exactly. Well, speaking of Miss Charlie XCX, she tweeted on June 8th, she wrote, "Me and Robin have been making songs in the studio. Happy Pride." Very ominous.
What are you saying, Charlie?
Very gay. That's pretty gaggy. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's for her album, for Robin's album, for a new project. But that's pretty gay rights. That'll be good. Whatever that is. Robin of pending Piece of Me fame and everything in between.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
I still sometimes think about like 2020. And like,
oh, do you?
How we got through that, and that like this moment is literally like,
oh my God, what is it called?
One of the first moments that happened, and it's in hindsight one of the funniest fucking things I think that has ever happened on the internet.
The doors that Gia Gunn has opened, there's so many.
It's just so funny.
It's so funny. It's so good. Well, we'll be looking that one up when it arrives.
Yeah,
whenever it does. Wow. Well, you know, we've got Barbie, so we've got dresses and shoes.
Oh,
and
shoes with little heels.
Little heels.
To walk down some runways.
Runways.
For some fashion. Is it still Fashion Week?
No, it's not.
It's always Fashion Week somewhere.
It is Fashion Week
Where
somewhere.
Is it now?
Romania with
oh,
Ina.
Oh, really? Wait, is it? Oh, I would have believed it. Yeah. Rock Your Body, Bop. Yeah, I think it's time for a little segment that we do, in fact, like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Well, we're back, and she was back for a teaser, and then...
Briefly, in 2020.
Yeah.
She was back, and now she is pregnant.
She is pregnant.
How is Bappy formed?
How you get pregnant.
Everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
The real ones get it.
The real ones get it. Yahoo Answers, everyone.
I shouldn't say the real ones. I should say...
The girls that get it, get it.
Yes.
How is Bappy formed? Look it up. But Lindsay Lohan is back again with a photo shoot for Allure, showing off the baby bump and talking about motherhood, her mother era. getting ready for Bobby number one. It's still crazy. Every time I see a picture of her, I'm like, oh yeah, she's pregnant.
This is a potential mother.
This is a potential mother.
I'm daughter just to a mother. Little baby. Oh my God, new remix. So stupid.
Daughter to mother.
Oh.
Yes. And it's a good, yeah, that's kind of a dark song.
Wait a minute.
Never mind.
Not that.
But glamorous, gorgeous photo shoot. Also want to give a shout out to Jennifer Coolidge for that GQ spread.
Slime.
Giving you Little Mermaid vibes and also, I think, like Wizard of Oz vibes.
Ooh, very ethereal.
But on the cover, giving you
Xtina
dog vibes for the annual Heroes issue. Coolidge Tina, which is actually very fitting for her. She also gave you medieval.
That looks like the Mariah Carey video game ad.
Oh, yes. It really does.
Remember when she was like, what was it like? God of War or something?
Yeah, something like that.
What a time.
That was quite a time. She went all out for this shoot. It's sort of Grecian goddess, Little Mermaid.
Venus.
I don't even know. Just like film set.
Blue.
Ladder vibes.
Sunset. Gradient. Eclectic.
It's great. I also shout out to, maybe timed perfectly, I got a TikTok on the way here. It was Jennifer Coolidge giving a talk. She said the way that she got over self-doubt and having low self-esteem in college was by going to see a really terrible production of Oliver. She said, I encourage you all to go see really bad art. Go see, watch bad TV, watch a bad play, and then you'll sit back and go, oh, wait, I'm not shit.
Is that why you took me to Ava Max? No. I'm kidding. I'm really kidding. The room can handle that joke.
But I also like loved it because it actually is true. Sometimes in the comparison game, when I just confront what I think is like, when I feel like really negative and low about myself, I'll like look at things. I'm like, wait, I'm not that bad compared to them. Or, you know, like if you actually look at other people's art, you're like, wait a minute, I can do this.
I think the key is to always look back at your own progress and to look back at the things that you did 10 years ago and say to yourself, wow, I have grown as an artist.
I think the key is to make fun of other people. No, yes, that's probably a healthier outlook. However, I really did like, I agree though. Sometimes when I get those clips on TikTok of those Netflix shows, you know, I always think, no, I'm probably like dragging so many friends by saying this, but like
yeah.
The writing on some of these shows, I'm like, I'm okay, actually.
All right, writer girl, where's your script?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the Mew Mew's film?
Sometimes I'm like, You know what? Well, that film is not on Netflix. but I don't know. I just enjoyed that.
I was looking back at my past work this week because I realized that reality TV gifts is 12. Mm-hmm. Speaking of being a mother, my child is 12 years old now, my Tumblr. And I was looking through my music remixes because I'm trying to put them on TikTok now because someone was like, reuse your old stuff. It would go viral again. And I was like, wow, I was a little music producer and I didn't even know it.
You were always doing this kind of thing.
Yeah, and I just never equated it to like being legit. And then
look at her now.
Where is
Selena?
She?
You always had it. It was right there in front of you.
I have to say, though, my friends blasted Traces of You, my remix, at the pool when I was on vacation, and it fucking went off.
There you go.
On those, we had like a real speaker, and I was like, oh, wait, I ate this. I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
There we go.
Stream now.
Well, there's also some songs going around on TikTok.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call
TikTok Talk.
Well, I have admittedly, because of my Hoopla experience, been a little bit TikTok rusty.
Same.
When I disconnected and plugged into Nadine Coyle and Girls Aloud, I've sort of missed some moments, micro moments on social media, including this song, actually, that we're about to talk about.
Shout out to at Casa D Music. That's C-A-S-A-D-I Music.
Could be Cassidy.
Oh.
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it is. Actually, maybe it is. Well, they split it into two words on their icon.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, then it is probably.
It's like a really Casa, big C.
Cassidy.
Anyway, so they are an extremely talented, like, remix maker on TikTok. They have just, there's so many good ones. Like, the Beyonce, just go on their page and scroll. Everyone is iconic. And their music production is, like, legit and really good. But they did a remix of the One Margarita with that, like, evangelical woman who goes around and harasses college kids on campus.
That's how it started?
Oh, okay. So there's this, I don't really know the full backstory. And basically there's this woman that has gone viral on TikTok. She goes around college campuses and she's like, if you have sex, you will die. Yeah. Basically is the vibe.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Very you.
Oh my God. Should I announce my new college tour? Just go. Honestly, like, she gets a lot of attention. So...
This does feel like the correct pivot for you.
Oh my God.
You'll be just remixing all of her speeches.
Yeah. Anyway, so she goes around to colleges and she like yells at the kids and they all scream and cheer at her. And then they were talking about it on a show and then there's a remix. So anyway.
If you buy her one margarita, she will spread her lips. Oh. Hey, hey. Give me one margarita. I'ma open my leg. I'ma give you some head. Give me three margaritas, I'ma put it in my puss. Give me four margaritas, I'ma put it in my tush. Give me five margaritas.
Have you heard it?
I have heard it, but I did not know that she was the origin.
Yeah, she was the inspiration, I guess.
What does that say about our society? Never mind, I'm not even going down that wormhole.
But let's analyze.
That's, wow.
Yeah, but her speech was basically like, she was climbing up the margarita count. Like, if you give her two margaritas.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we make memes out of things, I guess.
Yeah, some of us like to cope with trauma with humor. Hello. Hi. How are you?
Wow. Well.
Turned it into a bop. It almost has 1 million streams on Spotify and was like literally climbing the charts.
Okay.
And is like actually a bop.
That's...
If you remove the origin and the inspiration, because a lot of people don't know what inspired it.
Yeah, I did.
They just know the margarita song.
I just thought
like
it was
Lizzo.
A song, yeah.
Yeah, Lizzo danced to it.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, we should get Lizzo on this. I'm like, you should. Like, she should do a verse.
I guess it is the ultimate revenge to turn it into like a slut drop anthem when it's like meant to be like a damning, fiery speech about being a slut. So
Slay.
Happy Pride. Speaking of pride and parodies, I guess, we do need to discuss what is happening to our Padam Padam, the good and the bad and the ugly.
Is there any bad?
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Well, I don't know. Some people love it. Some people... Have you encountered Manila Luzon's rendition?
Unfortunately.
Exactly. Right now, I am Naomi Smalls holding up the lipstick that says Manila. That's me right now. She did a X-rated parody called Come Dumb. It was for a lube company, I think.
I thought this was a classy party.
I don't like this being done to my Kylie. I will say she kind of got the look spot on of the bed scene. But,
No, I can't do it because I can't ruin the song.
I don't know. And then they were talking about on Race Chaser.
It could be Wendy Williams being like,
Yeah. I mean, whatever. This is like classic drag humor, funny sex jokes, whatever. But I will not be having any of it.
Especially. Don't you dare treat my Kylie from Nook like that.
No gifts for her. I'll tell you that much. I'm not gifting
so
this.
Weird.
There's that, but there's also some fun ones on TikTok, including the gay who was bored at Hobby Lobby.
So good.
Fighting the good fight at Hobby Lobby. Mm-hmm. This is resistance from within.
Susie and Debbie snapped.
Susie and Debbie featuring F Word, giving you...
Sally Sue eating it up.
This, we'll post it on the mood board on Instagram, but this was like a red fabric, fabulous interpretation of the song at a craft store, which obviously is very near and dear to my heart and would be what I did in high school working literally. At Michael's Arts and Crafts. This would have been me going viral. Thanks mm-hmm. a lot. Could have done it 12 years, whatever it was.
Yeah, this would have been me in my little lifeguard red outfit with my little red shirt.
12 years. Oh my God, wait. No, it was more like 18 or something. Your Hobby Lobby era? Yeah.
Yeah.
Really getting up there. But
you've come such a long way.
I guess so. I'll end up back there.
Honestly, like, would be kind of a slay.
At least I know the aisles and I can tell you where everything is.
Googly-eyed bitch.
Googly-eyed bitch. Don't come at me with that 40% coupon. I will have an aneurysm. I really can't. War flashbacks.
Every coupon that they have. Jen.
Yeah. Well, there was that one. I've seen Gen Z is dancing to it, just in general.
There was like those two influencer girls that did that whole routine and it was serving.
It was. And now I'm like, oh, are the girls going to copy that now? Yeah. Like, are they going to like make it a dance trend? I saw the Lisa Rinna one.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Lisa Rinna danced.
Were people streaming Padam in your bathroom?
You didn't see Lisa do it?
Oh, some people were storing classified documents in their bathroom. Let's talk about that.
That's a pod.
Oh my God, is that a green screen?
Yes.
Oh my God, serving in the Mother Lake. Who was the one who walked on water?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Jesus vibes.
Lots of Jesus vibes with Lisa Rinna. Well, happy Easter.
And on the third day, Padam rose to number 3 on the charts.
Yep, the latest chart update. You're pretty close, actually. She's now number 12 in the UK, which is her highest placement since 2014. And
here comes the stats.
And
okay, chart
her first top 10 in the dance electronic charts in the US ever, which seems like a crime. That seems like it can't be right. But yeah, this is her 42nd or 46th top 20 hit in the UK. She's now had top 20s in the 80s, 90s, 0s, 10s, and 20s. Difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
Love you, darling. Good luck with the song.
It's so good.
It's just climbing and climbing. I'm so happy for it because that also doesn't happen a lot. Like your charts in the UK, like it kind of just like lands and then flops. So I'm loving that it's building.
I also loved at the Ava party when it came on. It felt like the whole room mm-hmm. went off. And I feel like there hasn't been a song like that in a while.
There hasn't.
That the whole room loses it at the same time. Like, I'm trying to think of a memory in the past where that happened.
I feel...
We Found Love. I definitely remember.
Well, yeah.
Till the World Ends.
Yeah.
People losing it. Starships.
I think...
Basically, the Ritz.
Well, when it came out, we couldn't. But I do think that, like, Rain On Me has, like, a moment live. But, yeah.
Now it's just me losing it.
Just you. When it comes on. But... Yeah, it really does go off live, especially at Hoopla. I talked about it in the bonus episode, but truly they played it every hour on the hour and everyone went off to it. I felt like I was in such a safe space. My heaven. It was delightful. Padam padam. Oh, extended out now on streaming. Thank God. It's not exactly what I wanted out of an extended. Do need to have a conversation with the producers on that. Because they instead did sort of like extended intro and extended outro. And then they created like a beat break in the middle after the first chorus, which I would have just said, add a third repeat of the chorus at the end. Just have it go one more time. That's all we need, really.
Give us a bridge.
Everyone just wants, I would love a bridge. But
I scrapped my remix, I think.
Well, I think this is going to last all summer, so you got time.
I just don't think it was like hitting.
You were feeling about it?
I don't even know. I think I like chopped it up.
Oh,
very similar.
Wait. I don't think you should throw that away yet.
When your heart goes dun, 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 dun.
Yeah,
I don't know, something like that.
I think you should not throw that away. I think though, a few more edibles, you'll inspiration will strike.
What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying you're addicted and you can't make music without them.
Addicted is a word, and it's also a bop by Kelly Clarkson.
It is. It is.
Well, anywho, speaking of another bop, this is late breaking. I just got this on my FYP literally right before we recorded. So this is a live debut, live reaction.
Okay.
Look at the cover.
Oh, no.
So we've
SpongeBob
had a lot.
SpongeBob serving cunt.
She certainly, look at that.
Yeah.
SpongeBob said gay rights.
She did.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about AI and our feelings and thoughts as this, you know, progresses and takes over the world. Someone has done a SpongeBob AI of Heidi Montag's I'll Do It.
Oh, my God. First listen.
First called. Okay. They called this Aisha Bob Squarotica. Oh. I'll Do It.
Well, do you know why?
Yes.
Because of Aisha Erotica
okay, yeah. Because there was the whole discourse about like people were fighting, like, this is Aisha's song. And then like everyone's old gays like us being like, wait a minute,
sweetie.
Yeah. So now I feel like it's properly credited to both.
Right.
And now SpongeBob has covered it. Whatever you say, baby, if that's what you like, I'll do it.
I hope you're ready for what I'm about to do. Just close your... I'm afraid to say it. She ate them up.
She did.
Wow. Maybe AI isn't so bad.
Now we just need Patrick to cover Padam.
Oh.
Padam. Literally.
Oh my God.
That was not AI. Padam, bum, bum. I can't.
Fuck.
You know what I love about this podcast? You won't hear that anywhere else.
You
but
won't.
Here.
You definitely won't hear that anywhere
else. You're
welcome. Yeah. We're also the only place where we earnestly speak about Rita Ora, which leads us to our next TikTok.
Morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
Well,
she has since deleted this TikTok.
Oh.
So we can't, I forget what her at was.
Oh.
But did you get this a lot in your DMs?
I did.
Okay, so there was a TikTok. I'll try and dig and see if I can find the actual audio and insert it in here. But if I can't find it, essentially, someone did a TikTok saying, like, who the fuck is Rita Ora's fan base?
Mm-hmm. And went on this little rant.
Like, she goes off. She's this whole, it's like very extended.
You know what? We've dealt with this before. I've fought worse monsters in Hollywood. But yes, we've dealt with the people being like, who's BB Rexa? And we've clapped back at that. And now we've got these people questioning Rita Ora and her immaculate work ethic and her omnipresent presence in the music industry and every industry. I'm sorry that she's everywhere and you're mad.
And if you're aware of the song on TikTok, the bling bling that has gone viral, it is Rita Ora's Bang Bang, just flipped with new lyrics.
Yeah.
Well, so she is inspiring everyone.
Row 3 incoming this summer and everyone's mad. You know, what can you say?
Anywhere, Lonely Together.
Yeah.
So that is who Rita Ora's fan base is.
They're Rita bots and they gave her 100,000 retweets. So where are your retweets? You had to delete because you're afraid and mad. Well, we'll soon be able to see those retweets in stunning HD quality across our homes.
Oh, yes.
Thanks to a little bit of tech only. The Apple has announced the VR headset. Coming in at, what, $3,700?
Something like that. Thousands.
Did you see the video of them announcing the price and the crowd going, oh.
Yeah, the whole crowd's like, oh.
I couldn't believe it. I didn't know if it was real. I think it's real, though. Like, because everyone
would have
that reaction.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What a flop.
It's fine.
I just think it's a waste of everyone's time to try this again because this has been done so many times. This is not revolutionary. Like, we've tried the VR headset.
Yeah.
And there are adoptees of the headset. It's very niche. Like, people who play that game. What is that game? I forgot. You interact with other people.
VR chat?
Something. Yeah. You can, like, interact in, like, fake bars and clubs and dance to music and stuff like that. But it's niche. And we've tried the metaverse stuff.
I'm here for the VR. I'm not here for the metaverse stuff.
I just... What's the advantage here?
A VR?
Yeah.
Well, not to get like serious, but I do think there's a very fascinating, interesting conversation about like how it can open up accessibility for people who like can't.
No, I could see that.
Especially like in the wake of the pandemic too.
Sure.
Like, oh, you could in theory go to a concert if there's like if there's a way to stream a concert into a VR headset,
yeah,
and then like if there's a, I don't know, like a thing, like a little camera that's sure. set up, people can tune into that. Like for someone who has accessibility issues yes. and can't
I go can see
to like the Renaissance tour stadiums, there's a huge physical like. Anyway, this is not like.
No, I see but, that, but for the general consumer that I'm right, sure they're like trying to appeal to.
Yes. Like, am I gonna throw this on and use Twitter? No, but
like,
I think,
why do I? Can you, oh my god, it will literally be the fucking intro to Demi Lovato's performance.
Yes.
Was just like loser, yeah. like all these tweets coming at you on your living room.
It's literally one of them. It's one of the tweets.
That performance is the VR experience.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants
But
that?
I was thinking, like, when I'm, like, 60, mm-hmm. and I can't, I mean, I don't know, there's, like, the rave grandmas that are, have you seen them on
yes,
TikTok?
Yes, they go to the EDM shows.
Yeah, they got brought up on stage, like, iconic.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it, I was like, when I'm 60,
when,
and
yeah, you,
Ava
next
Max
year.
Is, like, doing her Renaissance tour, and I can't go, could I throw on my VR headset and get front row experience? That would be fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like to use Twitter and watch TV? No.
I don't think so.
Also the metaverse, I still think we had it with Sims Online, bring it back.
Right. Like we're not really going to
nothing's better
that.
Habbo Hotel.
Right.
The Coke Zero Lounge.
Nothing's really touching that.
No.
Yeah.
Roblox is literally the metaverse.
What else? They introduced in iOS 17, the visual voicemails. That'll be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That'll be...
Journaling. To express gratitude.
Multiple alerts, which is great. You can now set multiple alarm or alerts at once, like timer things.
Oh.
Instead of just having one timer, that'll be helpful. If you're doing like intervals at the gym and stuff and not have just have to rely on one.
Oh, can't wait to put that to use.
That's always
great.
Something that
Get
you're
ready,
doing.
Siri.
That's something you're doing.
Just gonna...
Or like, really, what? Or like baking. If you were cooking something to have multiple thing timers set, that's
Steaming
the innovation.
Like a pot full of vegetables.
That's right.
10 minutes.
And I don't know what else fakakta things they've created with this, but.
Yeah, I don't know. But the goggles look funny and the memes were hilarious.
They were. Oh, yes.
I loved the one that was the screenshot of the Amsterdam Beverly Hills. And it said, finally, I can have a seat at this table.
Oh, my God. I saw the back of someone's head watching Terry Joe interview someone in their living room, like giant size.
Oh, speaking of Terry Joe,
mm-hmm.
did we mention the Elmo video?
Yeah, I think we did.
We did in the live chat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Terry interviewed Elmo and they got into a war.
I keep rewatching it. It's just
really
so
fucking
funny.
Oh.
Is that all for the
yeah.
TikTok verse?
It is.
All right. Well, let's get into some new music, shall we?
Shall we?
I have a new bop out, guys. Self-promo.
Oh, yes. That's right. A T. Kyle exclusive.
I did. I came home from my trip with an idea and I executed it. Rihanna Diamonds, the T. Kyle remix, my little tech house inspired, Dom Dolla influenced.
Mm-hmm.
I think I kind of ate this.
You went off. She's going to use it for...
Never.
Never.
I've basically created R9 at this point.
You have.
I have 3 remixes of Rihanna.
You do.
I think I'm like, I did that.
You're doing what she's not, which is releasing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it goes off. I mean, it is unfortunate that it is an artist who is inactive, but...
It's fine.
It's fine.
She could send me the stems. I'll give a whole remix album.
I know.
That would be... I'm putting it out there.
Rihanna, send
Oh, which,
the
by
sounds.
The way, I'm going to put this out there. I'm going to do a self-promo here.
Okay.
Because I'm currently, like, kind of unemployed. I'm unemployed as of this episode.
Okay.
I snapped a little bit with this Rihanna remix, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I did all the graphics. I did the ad. I did the reel. I went and I edited the music video and, like, chopped it up and did all this, like, cool shit with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm just putting that out there. If there's anyone that's hiring in the music and entertainment space... That needs a creative with a crazy brain like mine who loves to brainstorm. I'm just going to put it out there into the universe and see what happens.
Well, I think you'll be snatched up sooner rather than later.
I've said that before and it hasn't happened, but I...
But you've gotten things.
Yeah, but you can never rest on your laurels.
You can't, especially when we're in a hustle culture and it's always, you know, on to the next gig.
And media is in a weird spot now.
Sure is. That's why we signed up for therapy. But...
And you got to pay for it somehow.
You sure do.
So
you sure do.
I'm going to put myself out there. I want to enter into my ask, believe, receive era of like, I feel like I'm old enough now and I've practiced and like built up enough skills.
You should do a fake ad and it should just be like, my husband is dead. All I want is job. Click here.
I see that on LinkedIn all the time.
I know. You know that one that's like, I just want sex. Click here.
Oh, no.
Yes. You should just do it. Anyway.
Did I send you the, I don't think I, sorry, this is like tangent, but like.
A LinkedIn tangent?
I got one of those like bot DMs on Instagram. And so I just responded to it to see if they would like, it was like, oh, this could be funny. Mm-hmm. And they did. And I'm going to see.
Oh.
I'm going to see if it keeps going.
And you.
she said, hey. So I said, pray. And she said, how are you doing? And I said, honestly, I'm iconic. Listening to Trisha Paytas' song Freaky.
I see what they say back.
Yeah.
Well, as you, I don't know if you saw, but I got a DM from Kylie, Kylie Minogue_private.
Oh my God. My heart just sank for it.
And she said, this is Kylie. Hello. Thank you for your love and support that you show towards my career.
Oh my God.
Love Kylie Minogue.
Shaking.
I'm keeping that in my DM. Finally, a good DM. I should. Hello. Thank you for supporting my career aspirations.
You're going home, sweetie.
You're going home, sweetie. We also have a new bop, which we have been discussing ad nauseum already, from Miss Nelly Furtado. The Furtado Sans is here.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Called Eat Your Man. You can see what she did there. Man Eater, Eat Your Man. And she references all her bops
all
in
her
the
bops.
Song. It is Dom Dala Exclue.
Mm-hmm.
And just the beginning from Miss Nelly. From this new EDM era from her. Very excited to hear more. We did talk about this already though. But
yeah, we talked about this on live chat.
Oh yeah.
And I didn't even realize I saw it live and it went.
Yes, you did literally
live. Yeah. But I thought it was just an intro because there was no teaser out at the time.
Right.
And then I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I have a video of that on my phone.
It is a verse that repeats. I would have liked more vocals, but it's okay.
I love it.
It's great.
I saw some people criticizing it on Twitter. Shocker.
So you dragged their asses.
Well, she's hitting like in a new audience.
Yeah.
That is like, he's on the cusp of like taking off. Like he just got this huge gig in Melbourne.
Oh, Melbourne.
This like big, huge event. And I just think like following the trends, she's in such a good spot right now to get a new audience of people. Anyway, I just think it's brilliant.
I think so too. And this is a great taster teaser. This is like, hey, remember all these bops I did?
And she's just like serving. It's so like confident. It's like, I'll eat your man. She's referencing herself the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
It's very bitey.
Like, yes.
It's Kavan.
It is.
She's Kavan in this song.
Yeah.
It's confident. It's cocky. It's
a great comeback.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
She went electronic. So I'm going to fucking stan.
Exactly.
Although everyone's questioning my taste lately, but it's fine.
Well, as long as you're true to you, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Exactly. It is.
And when this song is like number third most played at the end of the year, I already know what it's going to be. And you can just prep your draggings and unsubscribing now.
I'm pretty sure I know what mine's going to be at this point, too. We'll see. It's going to be a very... Tom Dahl is Australian, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a very Australian number ones for us, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well... From Down Under to, oh yeah, we have this this Mariah moment.
Oh yeah, there's also another dance bop out that was kind of a shock to hear.
Yeah,
it is by an artist Eli.
Mm-hmm.
Song is called Circles featuring Mariah Carey, and it's just like a fun upbeat vocal chop moment.
Yeah, a reimagining of her 2005. Emancipation of Mimi, bop.
Some of the girls on Discord were saying this is very T. Kyle coded. The sound.
You might be interested in this. He gave a quote. I stumbled on the vocal by Mariah Carey that immediately captured my attention. I played around the vocal until I crafted a catchy melody, created a rich organ melody that would complement the vocal. Light percussion, extra texture to the groove.
Bop.
Upon finalizing the track structure, I sensed a missing element that could be resolved by incorporating MI pianos to add an uplifting presence. M-I or M-1. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, the M-1.
M-1.
Yeah.
So there you go. Now
that's
what
I used the organ in my Traces of You remix.
Well, there you go.
With a lot of reverb on it. Yeah.
Well, this is a place for legends.
Circles lying.
Now, we know I just got back from London and I am soon heading off to Vancouver to see this woman like a crazy person in July. And she's decided to feed us with not one, but two songs in the past week. She apparently thought doing rehearsals for the Greatest Hits tour was not enough for her schedule right now. She popped into the studio not only with The Weeknd, but also Sam Smith. Madonna is here with two songs. One of them is called Popular with Playboi Carti.
You're gonna be
Popular. And the second, Vulgar. Very different vibes, these two tracks. Popular is for the soundtrack of the cursed HBO series The Idol by The Weeknd, which follows Lily Rose Depp as a Britney-esque
wannabe Britney
pop star.
Let's be real.
Let's call it what it is.
Like, it's literally...
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly. And this was a feature with The Weeknd on a song called Popular. Very shades of Hard Candy, I will say. Also pleasant and enjoyable. Like, I like listening. This is I think it's a good song.
She sounds great on it, too.
She sounds great on it. I think this is like
Kavan.
A potential possibly hit because it's been out for a week already and it's her biggest hit in the UK since 2009 already.
It's at like what, 20 million streams?
Yeah. I mean, The Weeknd is like stream magic.
Have you watched The Idol?
I haven't.
I haven't either.
If people urge me to, I will. But so far, nobody is clamoring. Everyone's just like, oh, this is The Weeknd's like straight porn fantasy of like looking at boobs.
If someone sent me a screener, I would.
Oh, well.
But I don't want to spend, I don't want to buy Max or what is it called now?
Max.
Yeah.
I have it and I still don't want to watch it. I don't know. I don't care that much. I don't care that much. And
I use your login? I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. While you still can before they crack down on that. I just don't really care. And I also had heard enough of the stories behind the scenes that really turned me off of it. And also the fact that I guess he wanted the story more to be about him than her character. I'm already like, please,
seems very fitting for a pop star. It's always...
Well, exactly. It's going to end up being about the men around her.
Mm-hmm.
Some
people running around with their little fitness projects, promoting them on Pop Queen's stories for extra... attention, just saying.
Oh, I don't know about that. But I do know that I don't think I care. unless I get enough people telling me like, no, you'll like it, which nobody has said that to me. Nobody's like, no, don't worry, you'll like it. I do hear that I have to check it out, that her bop is very much like an Addison Rae bop.
Yeah.
Look, we always like a fake pop song from, you know, like Ally Maine from Star Is Born. Why Did You Do That? Hair, Body, Face. I'll always have a fake pop song to enjoy. But anyway.
Ashley O.
Exactly. Ashley O. And in her second release, we have Vulgar with Sam Smith, a duet that I think the context of it is important. First of all, it's insane. This is sort of like a ballroom-ish kind of bitch track. Somebody said 90s Mortal Kombat sounds. I kind of hear that.
Ooh, I can hear that.
The synths remind me of Sexy Back, the sound of them. But it's fairly nuts. It's 2 minutes and 30 seconds or so. And basically they trade off on both bragging and talking about the joys of being vulgar and hashtag problematic people. And it goes in line with Madonna's whole artists are here to disturb the peace manifesto and all of that. But this was recorded, interestingly, one day after her Grammys appearance, where she introduced Sam and Kim to the stage to do Unholy.
Oh.
Where very famously she was torn to shreds for her face and appearance on the internet that day. And Sam and Kim were torn to shreds for the Satanic Panic Illuminati conspiracy theories about the devil worshiping.
Oh, yeah.
So both
ruining
of them.
Ruining the kids.
Yeah. Both of them were being slammed on social media at the time that they did this, which makes me understand it more. I mean, I don't know if it was truly informed by that, but like, there's a very pointed tone to the track. And so to be like bitchy and be like, say my fucking name and all of the stuff that it has in the track feels very like, oh, well, after that appearance and all the media attention and headlines that came out of it, I can see that.
I'm into it.
I think it
because it had an intention.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just like, oh, I'm not shading anyone specifically, but sometimes when artists collab, it feels very much like, oh, you're jumping on something because it's like the hot new thing to like jump on a song together or like whatever.
Right.
This felt very intentional. Like, I saw what was happening to you. I'm Madonna. It happened to me. Come under my wing. We're going to fucking do this. And we're going to have an attitude about it. And I like it.
It feels protective pop icon mother.
Yes.
If you fuck with Sam, then you're fucking with me. Literally. My critique's, of course, too short. I'll always have that critique. I'm tired of the 2-minute songs. And also, I do think it is hilarious that a small army of songwriters wrote this, including Ryan Tedder and Ilya. And like, it's like of the Max Martin camp for lines like, go fuck yourself. It's just like,
yeah.
Did that require
Scott Storch?
Scott Storch.
80 writers.
Yeah, basically. A little amusing in that respect. But I think it's fun. It's very Madonna gangbang. It's very Madonna Thief of Hearts, sort of like MDNA vibes too, of just like bitchy and blown off steam. I would have liked a chorus, but they do say in the song they didn't need a chorus. I beg to differ. What are you going to do? I mean, we have this argument all the time, and Padam, I would have loved an extra chorus, like a bridge, whatever. I don't know what to say about it anymore because this seems to be the way it is. In a lot of ways. Some songs are still traditional 3:30. The girls, they love their 2-minute bops.
It does seem like the new strategy is 2-minute 30.
2:30.
Then the extended comes out.
Yeah.
Then sped up, slowed down with reverb.
Yeah.
That's the new pack. That's the EP package now.
Because I went back and looked and I was like, how big was Unholy? And Unholy's 2:36, I think. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay.
That's the new like radio edit.
Yeah.
Length.
Yeah.
And then other songs like Eat Your Man and like all these other
that's
bops.
True too.
Like if you look at them on Beatport, there's like 5-minute versions. Like there's super extended like DJ cuts that you can get.
I mean, work. And
I'm
also
here for it. Also too, like with speaking of Pride Month and everything, I don't know how everyone else is feeling, but I think it's time to start fucking biting back.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I love, like, I'm not this massive Sam Smith stan who's like, oh my God. To see Sam fucking bite back.
Yeah.
When it was like made into this like bullshit culture war of like, oh my God, you're the devil and you're
right.
Like,
I feel the same way. I'm not super
clink clink
stan, but I am always going to appreciate hitting back, especially I feel like it should be Pride Wrath Month. I feel very much like go fuck yourself, as the song actually says. You know, the love is nice, but it's clearly not getting us anywhere with these people. So I actually don't mind the go fuck yourself vibe of this song. Yeah, it's a fucking weird time to have Pride, to be honest, to have Pride Month. I mean,
it is. It's the weirdest one I think I've experienced as an adult.
Because now the rainbow advertising feels very controversial all of a sudden. And first we had the community hating it because it feels very pandering. And now all of a sudden it's like, should I be supporting the fake rainbow marketing because it shoves it into the faces of the bigots? Or because I hate that Target like caved and Bud Light caved and all these companies are too chicken shit to like stand up to homophobes. And clearly that was fake and just propping us up for the month. But I'm also like, but that allyship is fake if you're only doing it for the month and you're not actually down.
Right, if you're not defending why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Bud Light, I mean, hi, I'm a beer drinker. It shocks people. I remember the fucking Bud Light rainbow cans when I was in my 20s.
That's the thing that's really...
And it was never a thing. Like, there was the rainbow aluminum can.
Yeah, it's a
and,
weird,
oh,
like...
the Lee Dawson's video that he took of RuPaul at DragCon.
Of RuPaul dancing.
The iconic meme.
The banners, Bud
Look
Light.
At the banners.
Yeah.
Like, it's... They've been...
yeah.
Ally.
It's a weird fucking time, and I don't want... Pride to be dominated by, like, thank God capitalism is like, yes, queen slay, but it's also, it's weird.
Yeah, it's complex.
It is.
Like, there's a whole thing happening this week now too with those Twitch streamers that have been like homophobic and people are like, hello, like, Twitch, you can't have this whole like
pride campaign
and this streamer community and then just let this slide.
Yeah.
Or like not say something or not.
Just, it definitely feels like a more contentious pride than in previous years where it felt like a non-issue to the point where we're like, I don't want to say, do we still need this? But there was more of a like, it's a given that we have pride. Whereas this year feels more like we need this, I think, or like this is important and we should be pushing back. And like, it feels like this is why there is pride because of this. Whereas maybe it hasn't been as loud in previous years of resistance. This feels very like, well, this is exactly why. So it's been a confusing time for sure. It's not just the usual like, oh, a Bank of America float at pride. Like, oh, great. It's more like, well, who's actually standing for the queer community? And a big shout out and snaps to Maren Morris. Actually, speaking of high fashion editorial, that Billboard cover, did you see? She is on the cover with, I think it's like Simone, Eureka maybe? I don't remember, but Drag Race Girls and Landon Sider from Dragula. And I have to say, Maren has been at the forefront of this thing for a while now. The drag bands making drag queens stand with her on stage, like proudly being down with us. She was just on Drag Race. Shout out to her, especially being of the country genre. It's not easy as it is. So when we talk about, you know, the girls being down, Madonna announced the special Nashville date with proceeds going to, there are things you can do to show your allyship when you're out on the road. You know, these straight icons that rely so much on the community. Just snaps to Maren for doing that. And yeah, it's just, it's a weird fucking time. But yeah, stay vulgar.
Literally.
I mean, yeah, I just, yeah, yeah.
I see it for what it is, though. Like, it's a right-wing
distraction.
Distraction, yes.
It's a diversion from the very real problems that we are facing that yeah. nobody's actually addressing. The gun violence, the housing crisis, the medical nightmare that is our medical system, all of it.
Yeah.
The student loans, all of it. It's a diversion. Try not to get caught up in the look over there of it all. And it's the time-old classic thing of, in most cases, the people that say that have not actually been to a drag show or experienced it. Anyway, this is not Pod Save America, as we often say. But also, fuck.
Be loud and be proud.
Yeah.
And we're standing with you.
Exactly.
I'm loud. I am. I didn't let those fucking people with the ultra MAGA flags, I scream clink clink right fucking at them. I don't give a shit.
I'm over.
Bark
it.
Back
yep.
is what I'm saying. Don't bite. We don't need to make things physical, mm-hmm. but I will fucking bark.
Yep. In any case.
Slay!
Anyway. We hope you're all having a fun, safe, loud, and proud Pride Month so far.
That's right.
Whatever it is that you are doing to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we will catch up with you. We've got lots on the way for us and lots of things happening for this Pride Month.
Who's going to be BBREXA?
Yeah, let us know in the Discord. Shout it out. We will see you there.
Oh my God, we need to have like a group of people to scream sacrifice for her.
Yeah.
We need like a hype. I mean, she'll have it, but like, can we all make a pact mm-hmm. that we're going to be the best audience of BBREXA's best fucking night of our life tour?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's a low pact. BB, we're coming for you on Sunday. We're going to be screaming at the top of our lungs.
And until next time.
I can't wait. Oh my God, I'm going to lose my voice.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
It'll be the best.
We're
going to
hyper the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, until next week.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.